Today's episode is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. Hey everyone, it's Melissa. Today we are here to talk about the Water Efficient Product Sales Tax Holiday happening Memorial Day weekend. I have Joshua Nash with Tax Policy as my guest today. Thank you so much for joining me today, Josh.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Melissa. I'm excited to be here.
So Josh, here in Texas, I think we can both agree it's pretty important for all of us to conserve water.
Absolutely, Melissa, especially with our hot Texas summers. This is why the Water Efficient Product Sales Tax Holiday is beneficial to all Texans.
All right, Josh. During this holiday, what are some items that can be purchased tax-free?
Well, there are two categories for this holiday: WaterSense products that display the WaterSense logo, and certain water-conserving products.
What do you mean by a WaterSense product with a logo?
I'm glad you asked, Melissa. So WaterSense is a voluntary partnership program sponsored by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, commonly known as the EPA. The WaterSense label makes it easy to find water-efficient products that meet the EPA's criteria for efficiency and performance.
But really, how much water do these products really save?
You'd actually be pretty surprised, Melissa. WaterSense labeled products are certified to use at least 20% less water.
All right, now that is more than I thought.
Exactly. And anyone can buy WaterSense labeled products tax-free during the holiday and can be used for commercial or residential use. But the next category, the water conserving products, they have some restrictions.
Now, what kind of restrictions are we talking about on these water conserving products?
Well, first off, unlike WaterSense labeled items, these items are only exempt when you buy them for use at your residential property.
Hold on, Josh. Just to make sure I'm clear, the WaterSense labeled products are exempt during the sales tax holiday and can be purchased for use on commercial and residential property. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And then you said certain water conserving products are also exempt during the sales tax holiday, but only if purchased for your residential use. Is that right?
Right again, Melissa. You're on a roll.
Okay, great. So what are some qualified water conserving products for residential use?
To be qualified to be purchased tax-free during the holiday, the items must be used or planted for conserving or retaining groundwater, recharging water tables, or decreasing ambient air temperature, and so limiting water evaporation.
Josh, can you give me some examples of these products?
Yeah, absolutely. Some examples include a soaker or drip irrigation hose, mulch, a rain barrel, soil and compost, a moisture control for sprinkler or irrigation system, plants, trees, and grasses, among other things.
Great. Now, what happens if the seller accidentally charges sales tax on a qualified item? For example, let's say I go to my local nursery on that weekend and I buy some plants and mulch, and later I see on my receipt they charge me sales tax. What do I do?
That's a great question, too. If a seller charges you tax on the sale of a qualifying item during the sales tax holiday, such as the mulch and plants that you're talking about, you can request a refund. We do have our sales tax refund webpage that talks about how you can request a refund. It's located on our website at comptroller.texas.gov. But in general, the website tells you first to ask the seller for a refund. If the seller would rather you request a refund through the comptroller's office, then the seller may elect to assign its rights to the refund to you, the purchaser, which allows you to request the refund directly from the comptroller by filling out Form 00-985, Assignment of Right to Refund.
What about some items that do not qualify during the sales tax holiday?
Good question. Non-qualifying items include construction and building materials, awnings and other items to create shade, and sprinklers, among other things.
Got it. Josh, where can our listeners find more information on the Water Efficient Product Sales Tax Holiday?
They can go to our website and check out Publication 98-1018, Water Efficient Product Sales Tax Holiday, as well as Sales Tax Rule 3.369, titled Sales Tax Holidays. Both of these resources are available at our website, comptroller.texas.gov.
Great, and I'll make sure to add those web links to those resources under the podcast description on our tax training resources webpage. Thank you so much, Josh, for taking the time to go over all this great information.
It's always a pleasure, Melissa.
Thank you to our listeners for checking out today's episode. If you've missed any of our previous episodes and want to catch up, you can find them listed on our tax training resources webpage, available on our website, comptroller.texas.gov. Until next time, y'all have a great day.